This is a CHLY and CVOX News Update.
This is a community that hasn't had any predators for many, many, many years. And it's a community completely unprepared for a predator as such as a grizzly bear, with all the attractants everywhere.
On July 15th at 11:42 a.m., the Conservation Officer Service, or COS, posted to social media that the grizzly bear who had taken up residence on Texada Island was found shot dead. The results of the necropsy have yet to be shared, and the identity of the shooter has not been made public. The bear, nicknamed Tex by local resident and advocate Katrin Glenn Bittner, had been on the island since late May.
On May 25th, Tex has swum over from Powell River to Texada Island, and I knew instantly. At first, I was excited, and then I was like, in the same second, I knew this was not going to be good due to the community.
Glenn Bittner says that the lack of awareness on the island meant many attractants, things that would draw the bear, were left out. Anything from bird feeders to unsecured garbage to unlocked vehicles. She says that even livestock on the island is not protected the way it is in areas that regularly cohabitate with predators like grizzly bears.
I basically started being a voice for Tex when, as soon as I heard there is a kill order on him, I've become his voice. On June 1st, I have opened up a Facebook page called Save Tex, the Texada Island Grizzly Bear. And I spoke about myself. I spoke about the community. I have tried to educate the people about bears. I have tried to educate people about around their property. There was just zero awareness on Texada Island of coexistence with a grizzly bear.
Glenn Bittner says that bears hold a special place in her family. Her brother, Dr. David Bittner, is a biologist, bear researcher, photographer, and speaker. Glenn Bittner spent several weeks with her brother in Alaska observing a dense population of brown bears. She says she also learned to coexist with bears while working with livestock on farms and ranches in BC.
I really got to see bears, their behavior, everything, the way they're misunderstood, the way everything gets misinterpreted. And they are so forgiven. They're most amazing teachers. And we can learn so much from them if we just want to.
Glenn Bittner shares what the reaction was when the community learned of the death.
When we found out of the death of Tex, the community is absolutely devastated. It broke many, many people's hearts. And this was inevitable, 100%. This should have never come to this. And the ministry has failed us and have failed Tex the most.
Glenn Bittner details how she learned of what happened to Tex earlier this week, first with a tip from a friend that the bear had been injured on Monday.
On Monday, I received a phone call from a friend of mine that was out in the area on Texada Island, and she has been stopped by the RCMP to make her aware that there is a wounded grizzly bear, and the wound was caused by a gunshot, and they didn't know where he was. And to make her aware, she phoned me. I phoned the RCMP right away. And they have made a statement with me, and they confirmed with me that the bear has been shot at. He is being wounded. They couldn't confirm the seriousness of the wound, and we made it public on social media. And several hours, or maybe 4 or 5 hours after that, a confession has been made by the shooter that has destroyed Tex on Sunday evening with the 6 gunshots that tried to hide the body for 24 hours, and that it got confessed, and he needs to be held accountable now. This was totally legal. Tex has always been a respectful bear, very respectful bear. For the people that were afraid of Tex, just his presence feared them. So most people that have seen Tex on Texada Island misinterpreted the encounters with him and did not get to see the true, beautiful, gentle bear he was.
Glenn Bittner explains that she is confident in calling Tex a gentle bear, as she feels none of the encounters could be described as aggressive, or they would have ended completely differently. There was only one report of a livestock encounter, which the Conservation Officer Service investigated and released the following statement. Quote, on June 10 and 11, 2025, on Texada Island, conservation officers responded to a complaint of a grizzly bear chasing livestock. The COS investigation determined no livestock were attacked and conflict prevention advice was provided to residents. End quote. Glenn Bittner says that the government is in part responsible for the death of the bear due to a failure to act.
The fear-based narrative spread from people here, including the government through COS, was intense. It was pure hatred against these animals, and it was truly split. 30% of Texada residents wanted this bear destroyed, and lots of people wanted to see him translocated. We had, since the 9th of June, we had everything organized for Texas. It's over a month as of right now, that we had a home that has been greatly offered from Chief John Powell from the Mamalilikulu territory, that he would like to give Tex a home, and the fundings were there. Everything was organized, and there has been silence. The government, the ministries would not approve this plan for a translocation that was basically set up from leader bear biologist and Chief John Powell with the First Nation.
The 30% statistic mentioned comes from an informal survey held on an online messaging board popular among Texada residents. Communication from the COS prior to the death of the grizzly detailed two previous relocation attempts of this same bear twice in September of 2024, first from Gibson's, then from Sechelt. The statement declared in no uncertain terms, quote, "In this case, it would not be in the interest of public safety to relocate the bear a third time," end quote. Despite this public statement, it seems plans were taking shape behind the scenes to move the bear after all. On Tuesday, following the COS post confirming the death of the bear, a statement was released by Randine Neal, Minister of Water, Land and Resource Stewardship, and MLA for Powell River Sunshine Coast. The statement included the following, quote, "The timing is especially unfortunate as we were actively working with First Nations on a new plan to attempt to capture and translocate the grizzly bear from Texada Island to a remote area up the coast, far away from communities. This was done in partnership with First Nations who had come forward and requested this approach," end quote. A statement from the Tla'amin Nation on Wednesday supports the claim that plans were in place to relocate the bear. Quote, "A coordinated relocation effort between the Sechelt, Tla'amin, and Homolko First Nations was already underway when Tex was illegally shot, maimed, and killed. The plan, which had been approved by conservation officials, involved setting traps to safely move Tex to a remote area at the head of Butte Inlet. We are deeply saddened by this outcome. Tex's life mattered, and our nations had come together in a good way to find a peaceful solution," end quote. The statement also shared that the Tla'amin Nation took custody of the remains and held a ceremony on Tuesday to honor the spirit of the grizzly bear. Whether knowledge of the secret relocation plan would have stopped the shooter from taking Tex's life is unknown. Glenn Bittner says this was not the first attempt on the bear's life.
There was, like I said, the 30% people that wanted him dead, but there was also the people that just wanted to be heroes. He has been shot at last Monday, a week ago, missed. He has been chased with two ATVs, where we've seen the videos afterwards with him panting, obviously in distress. And with the shooting that destroyed him was knowing his behavior and no interest in livestock. This was just pure. This was not out of self-defense, 100%. And it was not. He was known to be wanting to shoot the bear.
Glenn Bittner says that the community needs to learn to adapt so that the same scenario is not repeated again.
We need to be proactive on Texada now, more so than ever. Even with Tex being gone now, we cannot stop to be proactive to make this island that we can welcome a bear and be ready for him, and that it will not repeat itself again, because it was unacceptable what happened with Tex.
Glenn Bittner says that she and her brother, Dr. David Bittner, as well as wildlife advocate Ellie Lam, will be working further to educate the community and alleviate the fear of bears.
Especially our youth, that we teach them just like we taught them how to cross a road safely, how to be with wildlife. It's respectful living in nature, respectful with yourself, being respectful to your surroundings.
Glenn Bittner says it is time for everyone to pause and open their eyes, to observe a different perspective on wildlife and learn from animals without fear.
Everybody seems to want to live in nature here, but nobody seems to want to live with nature. I will not stop being a voice for bears. It will come again to Texada Island, and we will be prepared, and we're not going to make the same mistake, and I will be their voice.
Anyone with information regarding the bear's death can call the Report All Poachers and Polluters hotline at 1-877-952-7277. For CHLY and CVOX News, this is Heather Watson.
This report, in partnership with CVOX, was made possible with the support of the Local Journalism Initiative, the Community Radio Fund of Canada, and listeners like you. You can find more news updates, interviews, and stories from our nonprofit newsroom, as well as our news and current affairs program, Midcoast Morning, at chly.ca/news.